This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recently, I came across an alarming article by Congressman Sam Johnson of Texas. Johnson was a fighter pilot in the Air Force who served in the Vietnam War and spent almost 7 years as a prisoner of war. He endured torture and nearly 4 years of solitary confinement. He is a decorated war hero whose honors include 2 Purple Hearts. Now Johnson is troubled by the Obama administration's abuse of power and brazen disregard of traditional American rights. During last year's U.S. government shutdown, some U.S. military priests were threatened with arrest if they ministered to their parishioners. Congressman Johnson says that threatening members of our military, if they worship, reminds him of the strict orders to him and his fellow POWs in Vietnam prisons not to hold worship services. When they defied this order, they were tortured. But rules during the shutdown are only a small part of Obama administration assault on religious liberty. Representative Sam Johnson also mentioned Obamacare and the HHS mandate. We should be very thankful about the Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case, but that case should never have gone that far. Congressman Johnson points out that Obamacare and its mandates are an assault also on private enterprise. In America, we've always been free to work where we want and manage our businesses how we want. That's what sets us apart from the communists whom Congressman Sam Johnson fought in Vietnam. I hope you won't brush off Congressman Sam Johnson's words as hyperbole. I find his observations very troubling. He's seen firsthand a country without freedom, and the fact that he can make any comparisons to today's America is truly alarming. The lawlessness of our current administration will have consequences, and the restrictions on religious liberty are some of the most dangerous.
Our founding fathers would not recognize the America being reinvented by President Obama. A new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier spells out Obama's campaign to secularize America. The title, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And you can get your copy where quality books are sold. Or go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome to another great episode of In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I'm your co-host with Al Whitney. And our show is 2 hours. This is January 17th, 2015. And our show, if you haven't heard it before, it's about helping people wake up to the wondrous and endearing qualities of humanity that we actually have. We actually have a wonderful group of people that are waking up all over. And so it's actually exciting times that we're living in. But it's also important to understand that the current commercial legal structure that both our government and business is built upon is actively working to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. And last week we covered the whole depopulation agenda in its myriad forms, and so people can understand that, you know, we can keep battling at the chopping at the branches of what I call the upas tree. When Don and I had the newspaper, the Idaho Observer, we used to like the illustration of the upas tree, and that's was used back in the 1800s quite a bit to as an illustration of you know, slavery, the smallpox vaccine. Anyway, it illustrates that we're constantly chopping at the branches instead of getting to the root cause of the evil. And the upas tree was considered a poisonous tree. And if you didn't get down to the roots and root out the problem, you know, it bore poisonous fruits that infected all of mankind. And that's what we're dealing with now. Someone needs to start devising the corporate upas tree, the corporation, and what it's doing. But the title of our program tonight is Why Does It Matter That Our Government Is a Corporation? And this is really foundational. You know, we've been told that, you know, I've heard people say, actually, in response to our government entities like cities, counties, states, and federal government being incorporated and listed on Dun & Bradstreet, well, so what? How does that affect how they operate? Well, it's everything. It's huge. People no longer have a voice. They have no vested interest. Just because they pay taxes to the corporation doesn't mean they actually have a recognized interest in how the corporation operates. And anyone that's been involved in trying to change things, you know, through, you know, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or just lobbying efforts knows that nothing really has changed dramatically from all their efforts over the years. In fact, it's gotten worse. And we're going to be exploring that tonight on just why that is. And it is the structure itself of when a government becomes a corporation. And the federal government became a corporation in 1871. And it's devolved and gotten worse and worse over the years. So, Al, do you want to go ahead? There's a lot that you have spoken on this topic, and there's some really exciting news, actually, regarding some of the stuff we're going to be sharing tonight. So,
yeah, well,
you probably want to say a few things.
Sure. I mean, I have been asked by my spouse, why does it matter? It's a corporation. I went to a meeting with a small group of people and an attorney for my city corporation, and he wouldn't even let me broach the topic. He said, well, that's not important. Then I've been in communication with a bar attorney who thinks that everything we say can't be right. It's all wrong. Of course, he's totally indoctrinated. And he sent an email when Karen Hudas exposed it's a corporation saying, well, I've heard that, but you can't prove it, which, of course, we can. And then he said, and why does it matter anyway? So let's start tonight with a short audio clip from the former World Bank attorney, Karen Hudas, who has done many interviews and brought this to the forefront. And she's got something to say about it. It does very much matter. Can we play that first clip with Karen Hudas?
The Constitution has been put on the back burner. It's not in effect. There is a large corporation that is called the United States, and the president of the United States is the chief executive officer of this corporation, and the members of Congress are supposedly the managers of this corporation. The last thing I did was I went to the American Bar Association. This was just this week. And I said that somebody, you know, I went to Japan for 3 months. I've just gotten back now for a week. And somebody sent me a complaint, which I found after I got home, asking for my help in suing the American Bar Association for deceptive trade practices in not telling American citizens that their constitution has been preempted by this corporation that the banking cartel organized secretly. Well, it's no secret anymore. And it's also very outrageous that the American Bar Association thought that they could get away with this scam. It's a scam. You cannot have lawyers in charge of ethics for other lawyers. You need to have citizens involved. The legal profession should not be allowed to police itself. So I have been actually blowing the whistle on the entire legal profession and the way it does business and the fact that it is principally unethical, and at its very heart, it's not doing its job.
Don't you love it? Didn't she just say it all? I just, you know.
Oh, she did.
She did. And there is some controversy around former World Bank attorney Carol Hudas, who graduated from Yale Law School. But there isn't anyone on the planet, Ingrid, that I agree with 100%. And she sure is telling us about this corporation and about her own profession. She truly is a whistleblower, and for that we should all be grateful. I think everyone owes her gratitude for telling the truth about what is really going on and how we are being conned by attorneys on a daily basis. On a daily basis. We know attorneys personally, Ingrid and I, who are telling people we're going to help you protect your constitutional rights to practice your religion. Constitutional rights, it's a corporation. And what people don't understand, when it's a corporation, it's bound by the laws of contracts. That's what corporations do. They are not sovereign. They have owners. A corporation has an owner. It is a device to make money. There's nothing sovereign about it. And if they offer you a contract to sign away your birthright and say, here, if you want this little thing that we're going to offer you, just sign this contract and agree to give up freedom of speech. People, if you sign that contract, you've surrendered that right voluntarily. So that's the point. It makes a huge difference that it's not a constitutional government. It's a corporation. The Constitution of 1871 was the Constitution for the District of Columbia, which is a city state. So I'm just glad that we've got Karen Hudis to help us make this point, because all week long, and both Ingrid and I have experienced these people who just don't, A, want to accept that it's a corporation, and B, don't understand why that's important. Huh, Ingrid? We've had that so many times.
Well, and they don't. And they don't understand that if any kind of business, whether it's a for-profit or even a non-profit that's incorporated, is a subordinate to the larger corporation that they're getting permission to operate from. And that's a huge thing, too. So it limits what they can actually do. But we're coming up on a commercial break. Please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney and Ingrid Castle.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Our topic tonight is why does it matter that our government is a corporation? And it's, you know, this is something that we really can't nail home enough. And some of the other information we're going to share is what's going on internationally. You know, not all countries around the world are incorporated, believe it or not. China is not. Russia is not. You know, Brazil is not, Venezuela is not. I mean, you know, there's many countries that are not corporations, and in fact, most of them are not. And you know, when you're incorporated, you really lose sovereignty, and we need to discuss what that really means on a larger scale. But anyway,
yeah, let's do that. Let's listen to our next clip first, and I made a note of that, Ingrid, because understanding what sovereignty means and why a corporation can never be a sovereign is important. Our next clip is from Ambassador Leo Wanta, who some of you have heard about. He's been on a lot of programs. He's called the Trillion Dollar Man. But one of the things that he talks about that most people are not aware of is his understanding that the government is a corporation. So could we listen to the clip number two with Leo Wanta?
This is Stu Webb, and it's December 3rd, 2014, and I'm filling in for Mike Harris in case if it did not broadcast earlier. And we're going to try to get my two guests, Ambassador Leo Wanta and Lon Gibby, back on with us.
I'm Lon Gibby. I serving as Leo Wanta's communication director, helping him with his getting his message out. And we're here today to talk a little bit about Lee Wanta, who we have with us here, and his mission, and a little bit about who he is. By the time we get done with this program today, everybody should have a pretty good understanding of who Lee Wanta is, what his mission was, and what he's trying to accomplish today, and how that impacts every American, what he's trying to do. It's a very interesting subject matter that we're going to be talking about today. A lot of the information you're going to hear is very unique and important to every American.
Our country is in serious trouble, and we have to stop it right now. We have to change their attitudes, and you have to understand we are a constitutional republic, but that was taken away from us during the 33-34 time, and we became a subject again to the British Empire. And then they brought in the Federal Reserve Act, which is not a central bank, never been a central bank, can never be a central bank, to tell us how to spend our money and what interest rates we should pay and where we should invest, especially to invest in wars, which gives the Federal Reserve Board, which is part of the major banks in the East Coast and in Europe, the potential to make more money, and the taxpayers keep paying and paying and paid. And the scary thing about it, they print money that isn't real money. That's why Kennedy was assassinated, because he wanted to bring back a true U.S. dollar, like a silver certificate that was taken out of the field by the Federal Reserve, and the gold coins and the silver coins and all the other good stuff. And now we pay interest on money that they pay our bills with, and they never paid any, they never had any money to lend us. Obama says he's the president, but he's really the chairman of the United States Corporation, based on the dictates when they gave our country away to Congress and made us United States Corporation. And all everybody in Congress are directors of the, and they admit they're directors of our country. But we're not a country. We're a United States Corporation. We're not a constitutional republic unless we declare it and take it back. And I've been preaching that even before Reagan. And Reagan knew that. That's why John F. Kennedy got killed, because of the Federal Reserve. Bob Kennedy got killed because he was protecting John F. Kennedy and going after the mob, because the mob is very much involved in this. If they accept it, it's in. Why does our fellow Americans have to accept anything when we're still a constitutional republic? Everything he's done is null and void. It's a criminal enterprise telling everybody how to live. This is nonsense.
And
I
have
to watch my words, because I get yelled at.
And Lee, we named this thing, you know, when we looked at all the information that you'd put out, and Stu and other people, I kind of coined this term, you know, puppet gate, because, you know, the whole thing is that when you have a hand that's controlling all the different aspects of our lives, including, you know, the media, the White House, you know, the Congress, and they have the ability to control the banks as well. You've got it's the supreme puppet master we're talking about here. Somebody that can really this organization controls our lives.
Right, and the people have no vote, none.
Yeah,
they can vote their hearts. It doesn't mean anything.
Because even even political parties, people on both sides of the political parties.
They're all one and the same. They divide and conquer amongst themselves and have their set aside allocations, and the lobbyists tell them how to go. The bankers tell them what to do and what not to do. The bankers set the interest rates, not the people, not the Treasury. The Treasury is under the Federal Reserve. That's crazy.
Well, and no one likes to talk about them because they wield so much power that even presidents...
What power? Who gave them the power to reign over anybody?
Well, they perceive that, and so even presidents obey their commands.
Do they have a choice? Nobody runs for the office unless they have the backing of the chosen. And the people of the United States did not choose them to do anything like they're doing today or any other day. And they control Congress, the White House, and the military-industrial complex, and the banking community. They want to use our military to rape and plunder any country or nation in the world because they can. And we're paying for it, and we lose American blood and people for nothing. To enrich a chosen few that have no legal authority to commit and propagate war. We have no rule of law. We're not a constitution. We're not a constitutional republic. We're a corporation, and they're in charge.
That was pretty bold from Leo Wanta, and I appreciate the fact that he makes the point that our young men are dying for what? For the bankers. Sadly, you know, and I know a lot of good people who've served in the service, but that's a fact. I mean, that's reality. And Smedley Butler wrote a book about it called War is a Racket, trying to warn young people, particularly those who want to go into the military, that they are not serving a legitimate government. They are serving a corporation and corporate interests. And Leo Wanto says it very, very clear. They don't have the authority, and that's why Ingrid and I are doing these programs, to try to help people understand they don't have the authority to do what they're doing. They are not a sovereign government. And maybe we should lead back into why don't we have a sovereign government? Well, a corporation cannot be a sovereign anything. It is a legal structure that's conjured up by some bar attorneys, a lot of paperwork, a lot of rules. This is what they can do. This is what they can't do. There are people who put the money in the beginning. You know, there's so many shares. They get together. They put the money in. They hire a lawyer. They create the corporation. They are the owners of the corporation. And then they can go out and sell stock in the corporation. Well, I don't have stock in the United States. I don't get a little check from these people. So that doesn't make me a stockholder. One of the reasons they've changed the terminology to be stakeholder is because they're pulling a spin on us. They know that the American people are not stockholders. They know we don't get dividend checks. Instead, they expect us to write them checks. So they use the term stakeholders all over the place. The stakeholders this, the stakeholders that. Stakeholders in the corporation.
Right. Well, we are coming up on a commercial. Please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney and Ingrid Castle.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle, and my co-host is Al Whitney, and we are discussing why it matters that our government is a corporation. I mean, it's a huge, important fact that people need to understand why we are continually, you know, butting our heads against a brick wall when we try to make any realistic changes that would benefit countless people, that we're never going to get anywhere as long as our country has lost its sovereignty and operates as a corporation and is a corporation.
Well, and the thing about sovereignty, a government that's sovereign, okay, has its own currency. That's a big one, people. The sovereign countries create their own currency as a public utility. They have a currency that's made available to the people so we can trade, we can sell, we can buy, we can pay each other for goods and services. It's not created so that a small group of people profit from the creation of the currency. It's created as a public service. That's what a sovereign country would do. And a sovereign country could never go bankrupt. Because a sovereign country that could provide its own people's needs, like Libya did before they destroyed it, can create the currency, can generate jobs, can generate the products that people need, and you actually have prosperity all the way around. Now, when you have a private corporation creating your currency and determining booms and busts, which is what a central banking cartel is designed to do, that's what they do. They make credit easy, like they did in the early 2000s when we had the building boom. Why did we have a building boom? Because they made credit easy on purpose. And they were giving mortgages to people who normally wouldn't qualify. They were giving low rates. They were encouraging all this building going on everywhere, encouraging many people to buy homes that couldn't afford them. That was the boom that they created. And then came the bust. And when the bust comes, then they foreclose on everybody and they buy the property for pennies on the dollar. And they've done this again and again. The central bankers scheme has gone on for centuries. And it started with the first central banking, I believe, which was the Bank of England. And that's Dickens wrote about the bust, and so did Victor Hugo wrote about the bust. Those people were devastated when the banks contracted the money supply and their economy went into a depression. Then they did that here during the Great Depression, and they're doing it to us again right now, only it appears to be on a global scale. But a sovereign country wouldn't fall prey to that game. They can make more money. So let's hear the third link that we have tonight, which is attorney Alfred Weber. Alfred Weber is an international lawyer who was educated at Yale University and Yale Law School. He has actually been an international judge in a war crimes tribunal, and I believe he even spent some time teaching the Constitution. He has been exposing the Illuminati and the New World Disorder for years. And recently he put out an interview that was absolutely mind-blowing. And maybe we could play that clip now. Let's hear what Alfred Weber had to say about the corporation.
So now what's happening is that everybody's doing a delicate dance. Even Canada is moving over to the BRICS. Everybody's moving over to the BRICS. What's happening with the United States corporation is that the BRICS are not going to allow the United States corporation to go, comma, and if the American people can disestablish the United States corporation and successfully reinstall the 1789 Constitution, then that entity can join the BRICS. And the BRICS is just the new gold standard, and that's the golden era. You know, the golden age. At some level, that's exactly what it is. And so that there are many groups within the United States that are working now to restore the original Constitution and to disestablish this rogue entity that is disguising itself and masquerading itself as the constitutional entity of the United States of America people, which it's not. It's the United States Corporation. Gradually, that entity, the United States Corporation, will be disassembled by people's assemblies within the United States, and by challenges to the sovereignty of the entities of the United States Corporation.
So the 1871 secret constitution then was a pure act of treason.
Well, you can say it that way. That was the sellout to the Vatican and to Rome, and to the Jesuit plan. You know, that's what occurred then. And so now, that has come to the end. It's completely transparent. Thankfully, the destiny of the American people is to go back to their original constitutional roots, to operate, to become once again their own bankers, and to operate their own currency as all of the other nations do within the basket of currencies that will exist, as a nation inside a worldwide gold system. Now, the American people have suffered tremendously over the past 60, 70 years. They've been looted by the worldwide New World Order, by the matrix system that comes in and loots countries and takes all of its wealth. It took all of its gold.
That, I think, is quite intriguing, Ingrid, don't you think so? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
BRICS, an invitation to join the BRICS versus sitting back and waiting for the petrodollar to collapse. Now, there may be some people who are unaware of how many economic, what's the word for it? How many of those who are studying the economy and the tragedy our economy has become, so many, including a guest we had on this program, John Truman Wolfe, are absolutely 100% certain that the petrodollar will collapse. In fact, there are those who said the petrodollar is already dead. And people don't realize that if our dollar becomes worthless, since we don't grow much of our own food anymore, they've exported all our industries, we have to import food and import what we need. If other countries who are selling their exports to us refuse to take the dollar in payment, we're talking about some very severe conditions in our country.
Well, the fact that the U.S. dollar has been a reserve currency, a lot of our other currencies are based upon it, and that's going to change. And when that changes, which people are saying it's imminent, it's, you know, right around the corner, and the BRICS comes on board and we're left in the dust, we will be a third world nation. And that's, you know, people are always, you know, there's all kinds of survivalists and preppers and stuff. But the bottom line is, it's important to be able to grow your own food and all those kinds of things, I understand, but why not work at dismantling the corporate structure of our government? That's really should be our prime directive. There's all kinds of patriots out there who have done lots to try to, you know, change things. They became part of the Ron Paul revolution, and you know, I'm here to tell you, and so is Al, that working within the current political structure is not going to change anything. We have to expose the corporate nature of the government itself, as well as our whole court system is a commercial enterprise.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. We've got people who are the Constitutional Sheriff Movement. We've got the Oath Keeper Movement. They're going around the country, and the population loves what they say, you know, and they all, you know, they, yay, hooray, you know. I heard one story where a gentleman went up and hugged one of these speakers because he felt so hopeful about the idea of the Constitution, and we'll talk about how that's a delusion, and that's such a nice one when we come back.
Right. Right.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books. Titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, welcome back to Independence of Humanity. I'm Ingrid Castle and your host, Al Whitney, or we're co-host. But anyway, we just had that great clip of Alfred Weber, Alfred Lamont Weber. Anyway, he is doing such wonderful work. He has exopolitics.com. He's done a lot to expose the whole Ebola scam, and as well as the legal system. And he's right in the forefront of exposing a lot of this corruption. And he's actually very hopeful about our future, because he sees stuff on a macro scale of what's going on around the planet. And he's been reporting on it. He has a new website, newsinsideout.com, and gave Al Whitney quite an honor by posting her rendition or clips of an hour-long interview he did, and she made a great YouTube highlighting the most important points, and he put it right on his home page. And it's also so. Well, anyway, people, you want to talk about that? I think it's really, it was really awesome. It was really an honor because I consider him a hero of our times myself.
Yeah, he did a great interview about the BRICS and about the U.S. corporation, and but it was an hour long, and because so many people have limited time and limited attention span, I just took some important clips out of it and made a 15-minute video and then added some additional information. And I was very happy to see that he posted it on, he was grateful and posted it on his website. That clip that I did is on the homepage of anticorruptionsociety.com. And the title is Taking Down USA Inc. Could Save America from the Petrodollar Collapse. And he explains that in that clip, which isn't that long, it's only 15 minutes. And we've also included a link to the whole interview that he gave and a link on that page to his new news site. So people can go there now, anticorruptionsociety.com, on the homepage, and click on Taking Down U.S. Inc. Could Save America from the Petrodollar Collapse. But as well, we will post on the Anti-Corruption Society webpage, on the tab that says IDH program links, we'll put links to those items as well on that page as the full interview that Karen Hudis did and the full interview that Leah Wanta did. For those who want to hear the whole program where those people appeared, those links will be there tonight as well. So those who want to hear more from Leo can listen to that interview. Those who want to hear more from Karen can listen to hers. And I do recommend that you listen to the entire Alfred Weber interview that he did about our currency, our petrodollar, the dollar collapse, and the BRICS. He also talks about the corporation of the USA being nothing but a war machine. And if you think about it, people, that's what it has become. They have used our military, our resources, and our young men and women to wage war across the planet. There's a wonderful article that I'm going to post as well that appeared on Alternet that said, if Americans love peace so much, isn't it strange that we're always at war? And this particular journalist bothered to take time to write down all of the wars and the military engagements and whatever names they call it that our country has been involved with since World War II. It's outrageous when you see a list. The media does not cover all these fairly. But when you see the list of what we've been up to since World War II, when Alfred Weber states that the USA Corporation has become a war machine and that it specializes in exporting, how did he put it, war, poverty, disease, and crime. Now, that's not the American people who are doing that, right, Ingrid? That's the mother corporation.
I mean, it's a military-industrial complex, you know, where we, I mean, we are constantly, you know, doing the vaccines. I mean, China is doing huge business producing pharmaceutical drugs for people to use worldwide. We're selling military hardware to
weapons.
Middle Eastern countries and weapons. Yeah, it's constant.
Yes.
And, you know, many other methods of poisoning people, you know.
And I think that
fluoride.
And the CIA's in the, they've proven this, Professor Chazadovsky, Global Research CA, has done a lot of research to prove that we are, that the CIA is in the drug business.
Yes.
And we're in Afghanistan. They've got the soldiers in Afghanistan protecting the poppy fields and the drug business. That's what our country has become, sadly. That is not what the people are all about. That is what the bankers who control the military complex and the USA Inc., that is what they are all about.
And we, yeah, and I just, it's very sad to think that the products that we produce and are importing are really about disease and destruction and death and mayhem. I mean, that's just a horrible travesty of what the American people, you know, are being represented by, you know, and how they're viewed around the world. You know, America is not the bastion of freedom. And, you know, more and more people all around the world are waking up to how evil our country is. And it's not a good thing. I think, you know, most of us would like to see our constitutional republic restored and get rid of this corporate beast that's, you know, wreaking havoc around the world. So, yeah, there's some very real possibilities, but it's going to take a lot of us waking up and waking up our fellow countrymen for sure and sharing with them what they have at, well, I think the clip that you did, I think it's excellent. You know, 15 minutes. You can go ahead and share that on the internet with people and create discussions, and we'll get a plan together for exposing, you know, the corporate entities that are running our world here. Right. Cities, counties. I mean, I have a friend that's doing that in our own county and actually making quite a bit of progress. I'll probably be talking to her tomorrow. I'd like to, you know, work on a template that we can all use, because she's made such good progress just where we live. But, you know, we need to be seriously focused in that direction if we don't want to turn into a third world nation overnight. And that's really where we're headed, is, well, you know, just being serious here.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. And third world nation, I mean, it seems like it's even worse than that, because now they're conjuring up ways to force the population to accept toxic vaccines. They're forcing more and more vaccines on our children. They're forcing more and more vaccines on college students who want to enter into college. They're forcing vaccines on people who work in healthcare institutions, or people who work for pharmacies. This isn't going to go away. And who is doing it? The corporation's doing it, not a legitimate government. It is not being done by a legitimate government. We don't have.
Right. Well, look at what just happened in New York. You know, a judge ruled that a religious exemption in New York State is not constitutional. Well, it isn't constitutional when you look at the commercial constitution of 1871. And you look at some of these kind of details. I mean, for them, you know, you have to, a religious belief is belonging to a state sanctioned church, a 501c3 church that has that as one of its tenets. And it certainly is going to be trumped by public health and the profitable vaccine industry. So, anyway, we're going to take callers the second hour, and the number is 800-313-9443. I am sure many of you listening have some great contributions to how we can go about dismantling the corporate government, or at least the first thing we need to do is just not giving consent and challenging their jurisdiction over us. But please stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity, our second hour, and do call in. We'd love to hear from you.